scripture for today, for today's sermon, comes from Psalm 29. Listen to these words. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as a king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. One of the things for me that worship service is about praising God. And to praise God brings to God how we feel about how great God is and about the incredible and wonderful things that God has done. Okay? So bringing that to God is lifting up to God the total incredibleness of everything that God is. And speaking that aloud to God. And this psalm, Psalm 29, speaks about doing that with a loud voice. Speaks about doing that with joy. Speaks about doing it in such a way that other people hear it. But in a way, and one of the things that it talks about being able to know what God's saying. You see, this psalm calls all creation to recognize the awesomeness of God. It calls for all creation to recognize the awesomeness of God. I keep thinking back to my major professor that I had that I worked for a little bit, Glenn Henson. And he used to, when he talked about the awesomeness and the incredibleness in the wideness of God, he used to talk about God of 150 billion galaxies. And he would look at us and he would say, that only makes me go, 150 billion galaxies. That's incredible. And I'm willing to say they haven't seen to the end of galaxies. That there's even more past what we've been able to see and interpret and understand. It goes on much further. And God is a God of all that creation. How incredible is that? That should make us stand with our jaws agape going, wow, how big is our God? How incredible is our God? And then I can turn and look at the incredibleness of any small animal. One of the things that Deanne and I love here that we did not have in South Hill, and I mean some of you are going to tell me that it's not joy, but that's okay, is I love to watch the chipmunks come and get the bird food and carry it off. We didn't have chipmunks in South Hill. Okay? We had squirrels and possums and rats and raccoons. We didn't have chipmunks. And just to watch this little thing, what's even more incredible is to watch it come up to the sliding glass door and stand up looking at us. And I keep waiting for it to do that while the cat's sitting right there. But it's not that cool. It hasn't happened yet. But just the incredibleness of such a small animal, so industrious. God created that animal. Some of you might tell me they're pests. Some of you might tell me I don't like it when they steal the bird food. They need to eat too. And if I'm going to put food out, it's for them also. Just absolutely incredible. So from the awesomeness down to the small, this psalm calls for all creation to recognize that. There's something in here, I hope you've heard it more than once. The refrain, the voice of God rings 7 times in the psalm. 7 times in the psalm it says, the voice of God. And it talks about it as it being a reverberating, incredibly loud, because it talks about it as it's like thunder. It breaks trees. It does all kinds of things. It holds back the water. The voice of God is incredibly loud. I want to read this passage for you again where it has that in it. It's in here 7 times. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry glory. The voice of the Lord. Now, if you don't know anything about numbers and biblical numbers, the voice of the Lord, that passage is here, that phrase is here 7 times. And in an understanding of Scripture, 7 is a number of completeness, a number of wholeness, of the totality of everything. Okay? That's why sometimes Satan is referred to with the number 6 repeatedly, because it's not wholeness, it's not completeness. The number 7, it's complete, it counts for everything. How many days of the week are there?
7.
Wholeness, completeness. How many years before the sabbatical year every time? Before the great year of Jubilee, how many years? 7 times 7. It's 7 sabbatical years, and then you have the great year of Jubilee. By the way, sometimes I wish that we could still have the year of Jubilee. Because you know what? One of the things that happens in the year of Jubilee? All your debts are canceled. All the property that you sold to somebody else that originally belonged to your family comes back to your family. Is that not exciting? I don't think we're going to find any financial institution that will be glad to do either one of those things. But that's the way God designed it. It all comes around the sevens. Okay? 7 times in the scripture, it says the voice of the Lord. And by the way, I'm glad we're down here. It says it all in capital letters. Okay? It doesn't say it this way. It says it all in capital letters. When you're reading Old Testament scripture and it's all capital letters, that is God's personal name. When Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" God says, "Tell them that I am sent you." And it's written this way. 18 times in the psalm is written God's personal name. Not Lord as in Master, but God's personal name. 18 times. We're talking about a very specific God, and a God whose voice rings out all over the place. The voice of the Lord, an incredible power. The description of God's voice is one of incredible and resounding ability. Look at all the things it talked about. It breaks trees. It holds back waters. It creates. It does. What does the book of Genesis say? God spoke, and it happened. God spoke, and it happened. God's voice is incredibly powerful. It is loud. It is tremendous. It is, God's voice is not something that holds back. Now, let me talk about our spiritual lives to join this together with what I see here. Our spiritual life should be one of continual growth. Our spiritual life should be one of continual growth, not just a one-time decision to accept Jesus. It should be one of continual, ongoing, continuing process, learning more. I used to be able to tell people that before I went to seminary, I learned about God and I learned about the Bible by spending time in it every day. And as a pastor, I wish that every person I know would spend time in God's Word every day. No fail. Now, I'm not talking about devotionals. I'm not talking about some other spiritual book that you picked up somewhere else. I'm talking about just Scripture. And I know many people are going to tell me, but it's too hard to understand. And I'm going to tell you this. It always will be if you don't read it. How do you get into it? How do you understand it? You read it. You spend time with it. Part of my time in the morning before I actually start my devotions, I just read Scripture. About 3 or 4 chapters every morning, I just read Scripture. I'm not trying to study it. I'm not trying to take it apart and understand it. I'm just reading it. Every morning, about 3 or 4 chapters. If you do that, in a year's time, you'll read the whole Bible. No fail. And if you read at half the speed that I read at, it's probably going to take you no longer than 15 minutes every day to read 3 or 4 chapters. Can you invest 15 minutes in your spiritual development and growth each and every day? There's only one way to learn things, and that's to be in it. I've come back now to try to learn something that my grandfather tried to teach me as a young boy. And I failed every attempt I've made at learning it. And I've decided now, you know what? I'm just going to spend some time every day trying to learn how to play chess. I have failed at it miserably my whole life. And I'm like, if I'll just spend some time every day, I bet I can learn it. The problem before was, prior to the internet, you had to find somebody that could teach you. And that was not as easy to do. Now I can find too many people that want to teach me. And I have to narrow it down and find out which ones are the good ones to let them teach me. But I want to say the same thing about understanding the Bible, about your spiritual growth. It needs to be an everyday thing. It can't be a once a week. It can't be, I had my best friend back in South Hill call me on Friday. He always calls me every birthday and wish me happy birthday. And I had to admit to him one time, Johnny, I don't even know when your birthday is. Because he never told me. And he's just a really good, he was a farmer too. He's retired from being a farmer. But Johnny was, and sometimes when people in the church couldn't find me, I was out on the farm with Johnny. Just helping out. I never did very well. He didn't call me back to help on too many jobs there. but he called me, and you know what he called me for? He wanted to know how to pronounce 2 Hebrew words and a Greek word that he's going to be teaching in Sunday school, not today, but next week. He was looking at his Sunday school lesson for next week and trying to figure out how to teach it. Not Saturday night, for Sunday morning. And the reason I bring that up, are you in your Bible? Are you using it? Okay? And like I said, I'm not talking about extra devotionals, commentary. I'm not talking about anything else. Just that one book. I remember kind of joking with Mike Stoker one time. Think about the number of books that a doctor needs to know about in order to be a doctor. Think about that. And it's an ongoing, continuing process. New books are coming out. New procedures are coming out. New therapies, new medicines. Not a whole set of commentaries. Not all kinds of study material. One book. You see, spiritual growth should be an ongoing, continuing process. It's not you come and know Jesus Christ and get baptized and be a member of a church, and now I have done everything I needed to do. That's the beginning of the process. And what needs to continue on from there is knowing your Bible inside and out. Being able to read and know where things are. Being able to find things again. Being able to hear God speak to you. Oh, wait a minute. Did this psalm not talk about the voice of God? And how incredibly powerful the voice of God is? And all the things that the voice of God can do because it's so loud, so powerful, so incredible. For continual growth to happen, we need to make ourselves available to hear God's voice. Will God ever direct us wrong? It's okay, you can respond. Will God ever direct us wrong? Then why aren't we trying to hear the voice of God every day? If God's directions will always be good, and God's directions will always be loud, then why don't we try to hear them? I know somebody's going to come to me afterwards and tell me that Scripture says that God speaks in a small, still voice.
But not all the time, because He makes the thunder, too. That's not smaller, or smaller, quiet.
By the way, I didn't learn until I was in Southville. They would tell me that when they were younger, that when a thunderstorm came up, their parents told them you have to go sit down and be quiet because God's at work. And I didn't know that's what thunderstorms meant. Us people at the beach didn't learn that. But if God's voice is so loud, so incredible, and so powerful to do so many things, why are we not trying to hear it more? And why would you tell me, I can't hear God's voice? If it's so powerful, so incredible, and so wonderful, and it does so many things, God speaks and it happens. God speaks and the trees break. God speaks and the floodwaters are held back. God speaks and creation stands up and praises God. And yet, I've met many people that will tell me, I can't hear God. And I want to say, one of the reasons you can't hear God is because you don't spend time in the Scriptures. Because that's one of the places that God's voice speaks. I don't know about you, but I can remember the one time, I'm just going to give you one example. I was reading Luke chapter 5, about the first 10, 12 verses. And it's a story about Jesus standing on the shore of a lake, and he's teaching people. And they must not have been Baptists. You know how I know that? Because they kept crowding in closer. If they were Baptists, they would have been sitting on the back row the whole time. They kept crowding in closer. So he goes to one of the fishermen and says, can I sit in your boat and can you push it out from shore a little bit so I can have a little breathing room while I teach? And he gets into Simon's boat. Who was Simon?
Peter.
The wonderful guy that loves to say what you really want to know. He is not proud and not bashful. And he pushes out from shore, and Jesus teaches. And after he teaches, he tells Simon, move out into the deep water and put your net down. And Simon says, Lord, we've been fishing all night, and we didn't catch anything.
I don't see it.
But because you say do it, we'll do it. And I really think Peter's going, I'm going to show you. You're not a fisherman. And they haul in more fish than they ever. Has to call somebody else out for the haul of fish. One boat's not enough. Well, as I was reading that passage, God kept asking me over and over again, Tim, why are you not going deeper in the faith? Well, I got my reasons. It's uncomfortable. It's outside my comfort zone. It makes me feel, And God kept asking again and again, why are you not going deeper in your faith? And that was just from reading that one story. Why are you not going deeper? It wasn't for me to talk to other people about why they're not going deeper. God kept asking me, why are you not going deeper? Will you not trust me enough to go deeper in the faith? Will you not work to go even further? By the way, in case you know, I told you I'm a beach bum. But I also had to tell you I have a fear of water. Or shall I say it this way? I've learned to have a great respect for water now. Not so much a fear anymore. Because I actually worked as a lifeguard for 2 years on a lake. So that's why oftentimes I'll tell people when I baptize them, don't worry about it. I'm a trained lifeguard. I'll get you back out of the water. But God kept asking me, why are you not going deeper? Part of the time, I didn't want to go deeper because it's dangerous. Things are hard to understand in Scripture. And God said, yeah, but why are you not going deeper? I want you to be able to read your Bible and grow that way. Not somebody else's idea of what happened when they read the Bible, but when you read it, what does it say? And what is God speaking to you about? Are you having that kind of growth in your life? The Navigators, as a young Christian, taught me that I had to learn how to feed myself from the Scriptures without other books. And I want to be able to do the same thing for you because spiritual growth is important. If you have not grown spiritually in the past year, you need to do something about it. You need to do something. And I just want you to think about this question. If God's voice is so powerful, yet few can hear it, then what do we need to do to listen to it? If God's voice is so powerful, but so few people say they can hear it, what do we need to be doing about hearing God's voice? Because I look at it logically, it doesn't make sense to me. If God's voice is that powerful, how can I not hear it? And the simplest explanation I got for you to think about this is AM radio. I know some of you are going to look at me now and go, what's an AM radio? AM radio was the only thing I had in my first car. Plymouth Duster from 1971. It had an AM radio. Amplitude modulation is what AM stands for. Okay? If you tune to a certain station, you can hear it, can't you?
What if you move the dial just a little bit? Can you hear the station? And one of the great things about AM radio is, as a young boy living at Virginia Beach, I could listen to the Cincinnati Reds baseball games at night. Because the signal would bounce through the atmosphere and you could pick it up. But you had to have it tuned just right so you could hear it. And sometimes you had to mess with the dial a little bit throughout the ball game. Why can't we hear God? Because we don't have the dial tuned just right. That's what spiritual growth is about. Learning to hear the radio station that God's on, no matter where we are. That's why spending time in your Bible is important. That's why spending time, and that's why I kind of threw things out there for Wednesday night, for Sunday morning. That's why those things are important. It helps you to tune to the right station so you can hear the voice of God. Because whether you believe it or not, all the radio stations that exist right now are in this room. Anybody be able to hear them? If you tell me yes, we're going to go get you checked out. Every TV station's here in this room right now. God's voice is here in this room right now. And what is God's voice saying? Gracious Lord, thank you for this scripture. Thank you for the reminder that your voice is loud, that it is powerful, that it is incredible, that it is awesome beyond anything that we can believe. Lord, give us the ability to slow down and actually spend some time in your scriptures. Not in all the other religious books and programming that we can get a hold of, but your book, which Scripture says is your breath. And then you have breathed into it. Lord, help us to breathe into us your voice that we might hear you better. In Christ's name we pray.